The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to episode 178. There's definitely cats eating next to the microphone, and there's something wrong with how many pets Gabe has.
A shit yeah. ton.
The police asked me about it.
The ASPCA.
I know. It doesn't actually smell bad in here. It does smell like
cats. Was that the
in
implication
here.
That he was trying to get?
Usually, when people have like 3 or 4 cats, it smells like bad, but it doesn't actually smell bad in here.
And we're live!
Hella weed to cover the smell.
Oh, the fucking.
Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 178 of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Doyle is still talking about poop.
No, I wasn't.
I'm Juan.
I was talking about shaving my head.
He's Doyle.
He's Doyle. Man,
this is our listener interaction episode. If you are with us on YouTube or Twitch, feel free to join us on Facebook. We'll probably see your comments a little more readily because
I have all of them up just in case, though.
Because Juan is on top of it.
Trying.
Boop.
I'm going to go ahead and make a watch party on my page just to annoy Juan.
It doesn't really annoy me. I just like to piss off the people watching your watch party.
I know. That's why I do it.
You mean our fans?
Yeah. Well, our listeners.
My fans.
I don't like to call them fans because that's a weird thing. AJ.
AJ. Yeah. In about an hour. Hi, AJ.
Tim, we're not talking to you right now because you're not here, so.
What'd he say? What'd Tim say?
He said, sup, cunts. Tim has the worst fucking immune system known to man.
No.
That guy is fucking...
Ooh, I don't know.
That guy has everything. The herpes and fucking... anything you can catch, he's going to get it.
The herpes.
The herpes.
Yeah.
The herpes. Yeah. What's up, Gabe? You fucking moron.
I pulled the Doyle. Sorry, guys.
Hey, Tim, you bastard. Hey, Alicia, love you.
Hi, Alicia, I love you.
Are you going to talk or are you just going
to
sit
I'm trying
there?
To post
what
this.
What are we doing
I'm
here?
I'm trying to get this started. I am not playing.
You're getting trained?
I'm trying to get this started.
Any day now.
There we go.
Where's your laptop? Oh, it's over there.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's
where's your fucking laptop?
So long is that I can't fucking do it on my.
We don't miss you, Tim. Not at all.
I miss you a little bit.
No.
Hi, folks. Joining my watch party by. By now. I don't know why I said
hey,
that.
Hey, Tori.
But yeah. So. This is our live fan interaction. If you have anything pop culture related that you want to talk to
anything.
Us about.
The big news today is Kobe Bryant passed away.
Correct.
That's damn. The biggest pop culture news.
By far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Fox News was talking about it. It's fucking weird.
It is.
Yo, that's
and like,
that's awful.
And like
she's
nine other people.
She was 13 years yeah. old.
It was a helicopter of 5 people. It was Kobe and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna.
So three
some
other people.
Some coach.
I think they all died, right?
Yeah. They were on their way to a basketball game.
It's fucking depressing as
yeah,
fuck.
It's the worst.
Like, it is absolutely
I have worst. No – I have a hard time watching old men cry. Alicia does too. And we were watching the Pro Bowl, which was a complete snore fest, by the way. It was awful. It's kind of like an exhibition
I mean,
game
the
now.
Pro Bowl
so they
is always kind of terrible.
But
it didn't used to be.
But like if you watch baseball's All-Star game, it whoever wins it means something for the next season. So it means something. This is an exhibition match between two teams. They don't tackle each other. Like, nobody's really
like,
trying.
You're down.
That's what it is. It's exactly what it is. So it's just boring. And so it's tough to watch. But during the program, during halftime, they cut to the news to, like, a studio. And they were giving his stats and shit. And, like, oh, he was a good basketball player and stuff like that. And one of the news anchors, not indignant, not like in a dick way, but he was like, he was more than that. He was a human being. And he was a father. And you could just tell... I'm guessing he knew Kobe, and you could just tell that, like, it was making him really emotional, and it was hard to watch. It was really hard to watch.
Yeah, it was a bummer. It was weird to see, too, just all of a sudden my Facebook feed was full of like in memory of Kobe. I'm like, what the fuck happened? and then I had to go find it.
Hey, 12 Doyle, people watching.
Doyle slept through the whole fucking thing though.
Doyle is tired as fuck because he's too high.
I was going to say he's not tired as fuck. He's high as fuck. There's a big difference.
I'm actually well rested.
It's because you've been sleeping this whole time.
Only through a little bit of the Bad Boys. I was pretty interactive in the first two.
So what have you been up to reading, watching, all that sort of stuff?
Oh, I don't read.
I don't read is correct because I don't have a lot of time. I'd rather be watching things. I do a lot more audio stuff, but I'm trying to catch up on podcasts. I've been doing I haven't uploaded anything to my iPod until today. Mm-hmm. So I've been YouTubing a lot of Joe Rogan's podcast because he does videos and they just go right through the Bluetooth.
Right.
And so I was watching, and it's sad because they kind of intertwine with Kobe passing away today. But I was watching an old one that Joe Rogan did with Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart, if you don't know, does like a million fucking things. You know,
right.
He's a prolific actor, but he's got a part of his company that teaches kids in kind of crappy areas in the country how to do their financials, like balancing checkbooks and what to where to invest your money and things like that.
Yeah.
And he's got a real estate company that he buys up real estate with. And I mean, the dude does a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And listening to him on this podcast, and if you haven't listened to it, it's good. Go check it out. Kevin Hart is funny, but just his view on life is fucking amazing. He's always positive about everything. It's just he's trying to lift people up instead of being a dick, you know, which he could be because he's got millions of dollars.
Right.
So, I mean, he talks about his comedic process and what he's doing to better people like him when he was a kid.
Right.
And so it's just a really, really good listen. And the way it ties into the Kobe thing, you know, because obviously Kevin Hart didn't pass away or anything, but it's something I've been kind of saying to friends recently is Kobe lived his life. That motherfucker did a lot of stuff in his life.
Yes.
And so what I've been just in conversation and with people, I've been talking about, not just being okay with what you got, you know what I mean? Taking small steps to better your life or to better your position in life, whether it's, you know, I'm a fat guy walking an extra mile every day or an extra whatever steps, or, you know, if you're looking for a new job, talking to your friends about how you can move or whatever, you know, whatever it is, don't be okay with shit. You know, don't just take life the way it comes and I'm getting paid okay. I'm getting, hey, everybody. I know I'm fucking bringing the room down, but no. Like, I recently made a change to leave something I'd been doing for almost 10 years, and that's scary and it's hard, but I haven't been this happy in such a long time at work. You know, my family life is awesome. I love my wife. I love my kids, but
yeah, because you have a perfect life.
I don't think I have a perfect life.
I don't think I have a perfect life.
We've all done shitty things in our past, all of us, myself included. I've got a really good life. I'm not gonna lie. Like, why would I lie?
I know.
But we should all use that to help our friends or even people we don't know. You know, lift them up as opposed to, because all I heard about it was on one side or the other today. Because I've seen the Kobe thing all day today. It was, you know, he was a great guy, blah, blah, blah. And on the other side, it was, he's a rapist. He'd go to hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Forgetting the fact that his 13-year-old daughter was in the helicopter with him. And other, you know what I mean? Other people, like, they were like, oh, good. I'm glad that helicopter went down. Like, really? That's what we're fucking doing these days? Is we're happy that 5 people fucking died in a helicopter crash? Like, I'm out on that shit. Like, that's nonsense to me. Hey, everybody.
How do you
do? I don't know what. Oh, it's almost 10 years. I'm at like 7.5 years at this point. That's pretty close to 10 years, my wife.
Oh.
But it's tough, you know. That's, and so my takeaway from the situations and what I've been trying to listen to in the car is that, you know, take a small step to do something that you fucking love, or that lifts somebody up, or whatever, you know. That's my weird take from the day.
Oh, that's a good take, man. Well, really, if you insightful. Could be here live, get here live, Dave. Jesus.
Who's Dave?
You know where I live, Dave Herrera.
Oh, yeah, man.
Doyle's here. If you're in town, come show up. We don't care.
Is that the priest?
Yeah, pastor. But yeah.
Pastor?
Yeah, I don't think he's a pastor anymore.
Same thing. Oh. You know, let him touch little kids. Try not to.
Yeah, don't touch any kids. Yeah, don't touch. Way less?
Yeah, sometimes
they
touch kids.
Most pastors are just gay, not pedophiles.
No, five. I don't know what she's talking about now. I've been selling cars for more than 7 years, so I'm not quite sure what that means.
So, I've been rereading Mick Foley's book, not Foley is Good, but the other one, just the Mankind one.
The first one?
Yeah. God, why can't
His very first book?
Yeah. Why can't I think of what it's called? But
I don't. I fucking read that book a long time ago.
Super fun. Have a nice day. That's what it's called. Okay. Super fun read, like really easy read. I really, really enjoy it. It's just been kind of nice to dive back into it. He's a really good writer. Like, I think he should write more stuff because he's really
good. He's the best New York bestselling author.
Yeah. I'm just saying he should write more stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
He got a lot more.
I think he's writing little kid books now.
I want him to write more like serious books. It'd be fun.
The problem is he's written about his life and his career, and he writes in a way that he catches up to his life.
Right.
And I don't know that I don't know what he's done in the last.
I bet he could write some really cool fiction though.
Like, I'm sure he could.
I bet he could write a cool murder mystery with wrestling. Because I mean, Anthony Bourdain did that with cooking. He wrote like cooking mystery books. I don't know. But yeah, it's a good time.
I like it.
I really enjoy
it. On the back of the book is all his broken bones.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
It's insane what that guy's gone through.
How about you, Doyle? What other kind of stuff have you been watching?
Like I said, The Outsider. I just recently got into. I just watched Picard last night, the first episode.
Yeah.
Sorry. Tim, Mankind is coming to Colorado Springs Comic Con this year.
Powered down.
Sorry. Are you fucking serious?
Mankind.
That's what prompted. You not pay attention?
No, I've been busy this week. I've had a really hectic week.
Buddy, I'm busy too. Come on.
I genuinely haven't even like looked at my regular ass email.
Yeah, that's what made me text you or made me Facebook you saying that on the press side, Comic-Con, Colorado Springs Comic-Con fucking sucks, but they've got great guests. Side,
always.
They've got great guests, and Mankind is coming this year.
Oh, man, I'd love to meet Mick Foley.
Sorry, go ahead. Back to what you were saying. Hi, no, man.
Wake up. Yeah. Wake up and go back to it.
Talking about Mick Foley.
Tell me about the Stephen King show first.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Outsiders. So, it's really crazy.
Not the play.
No. Or The Outsiders.
The musical.
The movie. Much older. Could be a pop culture classic one day.
It'd be a good one. The movie? Outsiders. Yeah.
It's the gold pony boy.
I like the musical.
Anyway.
Never seen it. It's not fake, but I'm just joking.
Oh.
Lots of not gay people love musicals. And
I was
lots,
just playing back to earlier. Not a fag.
That was definitely like different. 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
And you have definitely slept through most of this.
I fucking can bring. I can quote back everything you just
Anyways.
Said.
Anyways.
I close my eyes because you bore me about your Mankind. Wrong time, wrong place.
What?
Go ahead. Are you going to tell us about Outsiders or not?
You're pointing at like comments George. That you're typing, so I don't know if you want me to try to read something.
No, him.
Why, you talking shit about me while we're talking?
Out for now, boys. He's gone again.
Yeah.
See you, Tim.
Hi, George.
Hope you die of many venereal diseases. Many, many venereal diseases, too.
I don't hope you die, but I hope your penis falls
Me neither,
off.
Yeah. That's a little harsh.
Doyle watched two shows. Yes. Anyway, Juan, what have you been? No, just kidding.
Outsiders.
Watch The Outsider.
Is it Outsider? Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yes. Like I said, it's really weird as in the first episode kind of oddly finishes itself. And then the whole rest of the show so far is also about it. But basically, like...
I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's weird.
The whole story wraps itself up.
Like, if it just ended on the first episode, you'd be like, that was interesting. I wonder what the fuck. But, like, because I thought it was going to be multiple. Like, I thought it was going to be an anthology at first. It kind of is an anthology that revolves around the same thing and the same characters.
Huh.
Very bizarre. That's not quite the accurate way to describe it. But in the first episode, anyway, the baseball coach who's been, like, a town figure forever, he's a little league coach. He's off work, out of town, at some kind of teaching, because he's a teacher, conference, right? But they have him on video, and multiple eyewitnesses, and DNA evidence, and fingerprint evidence of him, like, savagely murdering a child.
Oh, this is the one with Jason Bateman.
Yes.
Okay.
No, not in it outside the first episode, but... So they have
that's
literally,
some bait and switch bullshit.
Yeah, it is. They make it seem like he's the main character. The
maybe he'll
show.
Be back. I don't know. But
hey, six people watching.
He's definitely the main character of the first episode. But basically, yeah, there's 100% of proof that he was out of town. It all lines up, everything he said, plus like video, and there's 100% like DNA down
proof
evidence that
he murdered.
Killed this kid.
Huh.
So it's like split the town and all this crazy shit goes on, and I don't want to tell how the first episode ends, but then like it ends with like a
See,
that being resolved.
Enjoy
slightly.
Your dump, George.
Bye, George.
And then the next episode has a little bit more to do with. It's just a cop being frustrated that he couldn't figure out what was going on, and then this outsider figure, he's kind of like awkwardly like standing in certain places in shots or like off in the distance, and it seems like people kill themselves like around him or kill other people around him or do weird things that they wouldn't normally do. And I don't know, it's kind of freaky. The third episode, there's a psychic all of a sudden. It's getting weird.
It sounds but pretty cool though. And you said it's on good. You said it's an HBO
it
show.
Is, an HBO
is
show.
It the town of Derry?
No.
Damn.
Is it the town of Castle Rock?
No.
Okay.
I also like Castle Rock, but it's on hiatus right now.
You did that? That turned around for you.
It did.
Oh, Castle Rock.
Turned around for a lot of people, I think, because they actually started making it good.
Okay.
Is mom still here?
I believe
Hi,
so.
Hi, Gabe's mom.
She's been coming and going.
We really enjoy you, even though I've never met you.
Today is her birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday? Happy birthday. Oh, today's John's birthday, too.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
birthday, John.
Which shot?
Yay.
John Garnett.
Oh, we don't talk
John
about
John Hall
the
of Justice. Yeah, today's my mom's birthday.
We're just joking, John.
Wow.
Actually, I'm going to come see you at some point this week to get my shit.
Maybe if Doyle comes to see you, you could give him my shit, too.
Hey, you got to talk over there to him.
You heard what I said.
John
will love
you.
Coming for you, John.
For sure. So tell me about Picard. I want to hear about that for sure, too.
So, yeah, Picard... obviously, he was El Capitan at one point.
What?
Now...
Hey, Eric!
The show takes place in France, obviously, back at his vineyard, if you watched the show while he was there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he came from. He was raised on a vineyard in France. Now he's running that vineyard in France, kind of. He's just kind of like an old guy who's at a vineyard in France that belongs
right.
to him. He's super old now. He's giving his first interview... Since the first episode is like him giving his first interview since leaving Starfleet.
Okay.
And why they've alluded to the fact that he left Starfleet under like bad blood.
Circumstances, yeah.
But he had never talked about it.
Okay.
And so even like his prep people, Picard's like people that are around him, tell him like they're not gonna ask any of those questions, like don't worry about it. Like we've gone over everything. And then she, like, the reporter pulls the douchebag reporter move and goes off script and goes kind of crazy.
Hey, right. That happened this week.
Yeah, it did. I was going to bring that up.
With,
with Mike Pompeo.
And Mary Louise Kelly from NPR. I want to tell that story when you're done with this one because it's
so
awesome to me.
That happens. You find out that, like, there was this massive... betrayal by synthetics in the past, so all synthetics have been banned, and that's important if you remember. Like Data. Is one of Picard's his friends, and a new type of
welcome back, George.
I can't even say anything about there is a new girl figure introduced. I won't mention any of her story because then you'll have it figured out. It's kind of fun to – you figure it out pretty quick in the story, but
– Right.
But it's pretty cool. Honestly, very, very good. Like, acted very well. Special effects are very good. It looks like it's going to be pretty epic. Like, nice. The story.
Albert gave it a resounding, like, thumbs up. Look, he loves Star Trek. So I was going to watch it no matter what, but I like hearing from somebody who I know isn't, like,
fucking Star Trek about everything.
Star Trek. I do like Star Trek, and I was thinking earlier, because, like, you got to ask yourself, are you more Star Wars or more Star Trek? I think. If you're a nerd. You
know, I like them both.
At one point, the question comes up to you. Especially since there's, like, new TV shows on and new movies what happening right problem? Now.
Just a sec.
Hey.
Locked up. Won't let me down.
Eric Hollis says he loves Harley Quinn on the DCU.
Huh?
I've heard really good things about that as well. Cartoon.
Oh,
the animated with Kaley Cuoco.
There's a new cartoon.
Mm-hmm. With Kaley Cuoco playing Harley Quinn. What do you like about it, Eric? Kaley, I don't think any of us have seen
Big
this.
Bang?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not. I don't think that's how you say your last name. Is it?
I think so. It's Cuoco.
Isn't it Cucco?
No. Cuoco. That's how I assume. I don't know. I could be saying it wrong, but that's how it's spelled.
It just sounds so wrong.
It's not double U.
Yeah. Cuoco.
That show is really good, Wade Johnson said. He also enjoys the Harley Quinn on DCU. I've heard really good things about it.
Okay,
so.
Then. We'll have to check it out. I didn't even know it existed.
Maybe we could make it an episode.
We've talked about the trailer before, but I don't think it got any kind of love from you guys when we were talking about it. I was like, oh, shit, this shit looks good.
I'm just not interested, really. Like
the new Harley Quinn Poison Ivy comic book is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new direct. Well, it's been an alluded to direction that's now
like
playing
canon.
Out.
Yeah.
Which I do like it. It's all right. But besides that, I've never really been like a huge Harley Quinn fan.
Neither am I.
Eric said it's like an R-rated throwback to Batman the Animated Series.
That sounds
really cool. Yes. Yeah. Sold, man.
And you know Eric's a super nerd, so.
Sold. He is.
S-O-L-D.
With his fucking coat.
Down payment received.
He's always wearing he's always wearing a really nice coat.
He is. He does like his jackets. His suit.
We like Eric, though.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to see him this year.
We might.
I don't know what we're doing.
Neither do I. We'll figure it out.
Eric,
I don't think you've ever met him. You never. Oh, okay. Oh yeah, you did meet him. Yeah, he was hammered at Frankie's party.
I was like, we're trying to.
He was beyond hammered. And he was we need to talk about this. So,
racism.
Bader. Diedrich Bader returns as Batman.
Oh,
I didn't know
cool.
That I did not know.
Bader.
Yeah, the Drew Carey show guy.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know who's Batman. Yeah.
I don't know. That's just what it says. I told you, Batman? Fucking Eric Hollis is a complete nerd, so I'm guessing what he's saying is true.
Yeah, I believe him.
He's right a lot more than we are.
Yeah, I believe it.
Alan Tudyk as Joker? Oh, fuck, I'm sold. I mean,
this is a good Joker, I think, potentially.
Alan Tudyk is amazing at almost everything he does.
He's a good Joker, I think.
Pretty sure I was wide awake when I said that.
So... Eric G. Hollis. We had a lost episode that's going to get put out to our Patreon subscribers at some point where you are on Blade's nuts the whole time. And then recently on the last show of the year we did, where we talk about which pop culture classic we liked.
Uh-huh.
He said all of them but Blade. Remember?
No, he said all of them but Blade because of how embarrassed he was about his recording.
I don't think he said that.
No, but that's what he meant.
He may have meant that, but he didn't say
sure
that.
That's what he meant, is that he doesn't like Blade because he made such an ass of himself recording.
I don't know.
Well,
he's watching, so hopefully we get the answer to that question.
He's about to answer.
Because I was like, what the
don't
fuck?
Cry, Eric.
You were talking about Blade the whole night.
Blade.
Yeah.
I still remember that fucking like super racist Save the Kids guy.
Yeah. The I Save Children, but also White Pride.
Yeah. I Saved the Kids, but
it was really awkward.
But not the black kids. Gabe, yeah, I wanted to say Gabe that.
Right, yeah, I knew it was.
I was like, you were on Blade's nuts the whole night.
Eric, you embarrassed too easy, man. Just own your sloppiness.
Yeah, own your sloppy drunks.
Yeah,
it's we don't know if we're going to see you this year, Eric.
We're going to we'll see. See something.
I don't know what the implication of that is, but
You know.
Colorado Springs, they supposedly you this year when you put in your press application 48 hours, you're supposed to hear, yeah, it's been about 2 weeks. So
it sounds about right.
Yeah, so who knows? Maybe they heard it. That's what I'm saying. Maybe they heard us talking shit, which is fine. Ooh. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not going to curb what I say because somebody might be watching. So.
Yeah, they ran it poorly. Yeah. I feel like it was poorly run.
I think the convention itself is run fairly well, but I think the way they handle press is
– I thought the whole thing was poor because it was like maybe how they set up the distributors and stuff is fine. But it's the fact that I was getting like harassed by like security and shit just for running to talk to some people.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's because you're wearing a press badge and you're not allowed to go up to the people because it seems like you're going up to talk to them to get an interview or do any of that kind of stuff. And that's a no-no.
But you could like use your judgment and like pay attention for 2 seconds before you go all psycho mall cop on
it. I just.
It is also weird that the security there has like legit pistols.
And like they're fucking searching you when you come back.
And like searching children. Yeah, like, to make sure that children don't have weapons. Like it was weird. It was really weird. Yeah. And I think that's just an extension of it takes place in Colorado Springs.
You know what I'm saying? Next time give him a 9. Then you
bring a pocket. Eric said, my New Year's resolution is to own my sloppiness. I'm sure I'll see you guys at Denver Pop Culture Con if they're doing panels. I'm not sure if I'm doing Colorado Springs Comic Con either.
Ooh.
Wow, that's weird. That's weird because he's got a friend there who usually helps him with it's that one dude whose name I never remember because I don't really want to talk to him.
I hope that Eric didn't lose his ability to go to Colorado Springs Comic Con from associating with us.
I don't think anybody knows he associates with us.
Does
I'm hoping that we're doing panels again. I don't know.
I hope so too.
The guy I can't remember his name, but the panel guy who we always work with, we didn't get into a spat, but I told him about what happened with Eric doing the panels with us and how some douchebag said that he couldn't record, and so we were kind of bitter about it or whatever. And I haven't heard from him in a while, so I'll reach back out hopefully once we get our press badges and we'll go from there. But
right.
I can't say the news out loud because I don't know if she said anything, so I'll say it off camera.
What right. news?
They haven't asked me to do Colorado Springs Comic Con. It's totally not you guys. I don't think it was.
You don't
us.
Know that.
That's weird. That. You're friends with
we
the
were up people wrong.
You're
bro.
Friends with the little dude who walks around pretending like he's excited.
I'm excited.
Yes. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That little like
that's how it feels.
It really does. It really super does.
Androgynous.
You
like,
were
I couldn't tell
crazy
what race
hungover.
Or sex that guy was. It was
wow.
That dude was just like a
I'm not talking
human.
About. I'm not talking about any of that.
No, you weren't there. This he came like a lot. He looked like a pale lesbian, but I'm pretty sure it was a man.
Tim came over onto my watch party.
Fuck you, Tim.
Yes, Tim.
It says party with Gabe's watch party.
Enjoy the dark side, Tim. Dark side has
come. You're uninvited to the next 3 shows.
I don't think he was coming anywhere.
He'll be sick.
There'll be some kind. His okay. mail truck broke down. Who knows?
So, dude, that's actually a really fucked
that
up
would
situation.
Suck.
I would be so pissed off.
Although, honestly,
that.
They'd probably just deliver him a new mail truck. He'd have to switch everything over and then remail.
Yeah,
from
except
there.
For he would have to, he kept having to wait like two and a half hours
yeah,
for
suck.
The new truck to come.
I'm saying
and
I think that's
that
how
truck
they...
would break and he'd have to wait another 2 fucking hours.
I'm just saying, if you work in the USPS, you know that shit sucks. Stop bitching.
He says he's protesting Juan's perfect life by that's watching right. games.
That's fine. I'm fine with
definitely
that.
Not a perfect life.
Suboptimal.
I love my wife. I love my kids. There Everything else is kind of
that's,
a mess.
That's perfect. That's perfect enough.
Yes.
Calm
what
down.
The fuck else
Calm
do you
down.
Need? What the fuck else do you need?
You could be a Baby Yoda stuck
thank
in an
you.
Egg.
Thank
for
you, Tony Robbins.
That's
you.
It. That's all you need, bro. That motherfucker's big.
Dude. Not so much as his hands.
Is it, he does have
his
giant
hands
banana
are
hands.
Ridiculous.
Giant banana hands. Yeah. Oh.
Those hands are made
you
from climbing
that?
Trees.
Yes, from shallow hollow. Oh, don't touch me, banana hands.
Oh, you see those things, dude, you're literally like, that man was meant to climb trees or, you know, palm basketballs. I don't know.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
I accidentally dumped my watch party.
And he's worth millions of dollars.
Yeah, I'm sure he is because he just rocks around making useless people feel good about themselves. I was going at that because I wanted to know from our audience what they think. We got brand new Star Wars show and brand new Star Trek show.
The Mandalorian?
Better? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's
Picard's hard to... only like two in, isn't it? Yeah.
Which one are you more excited about? By the next time we meet, they'll be like three in.
So for me, I'm more excited about The Mandalorian because I'm more of a Star Wars fan than Star Trek fan.
That's what I want to hear.
And I don't pull I'm not one of those guys that's like, only Star Wars. I love Star Trek. I love Star Trek because of its intellectual nature and the way it like explores ideas. I love Star Wars.
Well, they're totally different.
I love Star Wars because of pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
Like, they're different things, and I just happen to find the one thing a little more palatable a lot of the time.
If I was choosing, because I'm not a Star Trek fan because I never watched Star Trek.
Yes,
but I would if there was a new. I was more excited about Star Trek Discovery because it was new. It was different.
It was also very good.
It was good.
Very new as well. Even though it's the same character.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But to me, in my mind, not having watched it yet, I would be more excited about The Mandalorian because it's new territory. Even though you've seen one Mandalorian, really, but it's new territory than telling Picard again, you know?
Well, this is like a new Picard.
What? But I don't know that again. And you've seen two episodes.
He's really fucking old. Like, it's not going to be the same as old Picard.
But it's his life again. You know what I mean? It's like Star Wars 3 where you already know these people. So if I had to compare the two.
Mandalorian's not, but.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm more excited about it.
I just think that's funny because like every Star Wars was just a remake of the other Star Wars movies.
That's actually fairly accurate.
No, yeah.
We just keep remaking the same movies.
I find, you know, the action-y adventure part of Star Wars a little more palatable.
I understand that.
You know, in day-to-day viewing.
It's definitely much more action-driven.
But I love Next Generation. I mean, I think I've seen every single episode of it. Mel's rewatching it. I watched it when it was in syndication forever.
Eric said Mando was pretty good. A lot of filler, but who doesn't want a Star Wars Western?
Exactly. That's a big part of why I like Mandalorian.
We had one?
It's called Serenity. It's not a Star Wars Western. True. It's a space Western.
Was that true?
I'll argue 100 times better than Mandalorian.
I would agree with that.
How do we quantify that, though? Because not Serenity. What's the actual show called?
Firefly
was canceled with one season.
Right, because it just got fucked up.
What does that mean?
It got aired out of order, and so what people that were watching it week to week could not figure out what was going on.
And it was just too
confusing.
Didn't find its audience within the first few episodes. It happens to a lot of shows, I think.
I agree,
But
I would say that The Mandalorian found its audience.
I think what's going to
Disney put the $1 billion boot behind it and shoved it down everyone's face. Like, I guarantee you there was an entirely different marketing scheme for Firefly.
Oh, I'm sure there was.
Marketing scheme for Firefly was we're going to put a 2-hour movie on and then like a month later play the fourth episode of the show and then a week later play the third episode of the show. Like, as opposed to Disney. Mandalorian, big launch of a big streaming service with that as the cover.
I think Mandalorian was more. Show. I think Mandalorian was more popular. I think Firefly.
I don't know anymore.
I think the goodness is probably up to whoever's watching.
What I really think will prove it is time. Like, over time, will more people be excited to rewatch the first season of Mandalorian than they will be to watch the first season of Firefly? And I think at this point, the longevity of Firefly has really shown what a quality show it is.
Like, I've seen the
first season like 10 times.
I think in 10 years, if we watched, not we, because we don't count at that point. I think in 10 years, if somebody who hasn't watched either watches them back to back or simultaneously, I think that because of the looks and the production, I think Mandalorian is going to stand out better.
I don't think so.
I think it will.
A, there's part of Mandalorian that looks terrible, like some of the effects.
And B, and the acting in it is just not as engaging as wooden. It is in Firefly.
I'm still like, I'm on, I have to disagree, but like, I'm still on the like 75% for Mandalorian. Like, I am shocked how much people love that show. The acting is wooden.
Eric said like, it's because of Baby Yoda.
That's a big part of it. A big part of it's just a gimmick.
A lot of the show just feels clunky, which you've described why it's clunky. It just feels like a clunk machine, though. And it would have been way better as a movie had they just released it. But yep. I am excited for the second season. I hope they clear up all those issues and like it smooth.
I think they will, and that's what I'm saying. I think the longevity of people's excitement for the show is really going to be the test of between those two things, which is better.
And I don't think the longevity is going to go away.
We'll not know for a decade.
They were doing the second season before they released the first season.
Yeah,
I agree.
And again, Disney's going to put like $1 billion behind it. No matter what.
Why wouldn't they?
Right. And you don't. Yeah, you just don't. I don't know. I don't feel like you can tell. Like they've been accused multiple times, like buying their own movie ticket. Like you don't actually know if a movie or show is doing as well with Disney.
Come on.
It's been proved they did that shit.
But I'm just saying, if we're going to jump down that rabbit hole, I guarantee you everybody fucking does it. You're going to believe Disney does it, but you're not going to believe some other company does it, really?
Come on. 100% across the board, the Oscars are bought and paid for.
Oh, I know it is
a fixed show, and like that whole ticket scheming thing, I guarantee you every fucking studio does.
I don't know talking about the Oscars. I'm just talking about I don't know how well you know if it's how the anticipation of a show or how well it's being called for by the way they do a lot of their marketing shit, is what I'm saying. And I don't know
what that means.
So if your movie's coming out, right?
Right.
And you are buying up a bunch of the pre-sale tickets, that I don't know if your movie, if people are really excited for your movie or not, or if this sales trend is just because you're buying up a lot of your.
But again, you can't. I don't know
outside of the nerd world, like how many people were really stoked about The Mandalorian because of the way it's presented. I don't know.
That's a tough argument because you can apply it to any company and any movie.
I didn't say you couldn't. I just said I didn't know.
Well, I mean, that just throws everything into suspect.
This is the reality: is you can obviously tell when it has stepped past nerd culture because you go to work and somebody starts talking to you about The Walking Dead,
yes,
or about The Mandalorian.
And I know you've had that experience with The Mandalorian, but I really haven't.
I have several times.
I have as well.
Where like just normal ass people that aren't into the same kind of or like at the same level of stuff that we're into, just straight up, how about that Mandalorian? Because they specifically go out of their way to engage me because they're like, he wore a Star Trekking shirt one time.
Yeah.
I should talk to him about this show.
And I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I just haven't had that same experience. Like I had a lot more of that experience with shows like Daredevil and Punisher when they were on Netflix for the first time.
But see, I'm trying to take myself out of the equation. Because we obviously all skew one way or the other, you know what I mean? You guys are giant Firefly fans, whereas
I'm a giant Star Wars fan too. I just thought it wasn't good. I'm trying to take myself
out of the equation and just look at the whole of things. And I think that the whole of people are more excited about The Mandalorian than they were or are for Firefly. We see a lot of Firefly because we go to densely populated areas where there's that many people, you know. But if you walked into a normal office, I bet 9 out of 10 people know what The Mandalorian is more than Firefly.
But that's not what we were talking about, though.
Right. Yeah. I agree with you. But I'm not talking about the goodness of a show. I'm just talking about everybody's going to have a different opinion.
And what I was saying about that is the only way to know that is the longevity of the fandom. Yeah. Like, the thing about Firefly is it's already proven over time that it just has wheels. Anybody that's seen that season then goes out to like buy comic books or like read other stuff, even look up like fan fiction.
I've never met
a
single person that I've convinced to watch it that didn't instantly fall over to watch the whole thing, including like complete non-nerds.
I didn't.
Including like my mom.
Yeah.
And you're fucking weak, because I have anybody
I'm gonna go out and say that's really an abnormal reaction.
Which is fine.
Like most people that I know that I've said, you should check this out, fall in love with it. But the same thing can be said for Mandalorian. And what's gonna prove it is in 10 years, are people rewatching Mandalorian versus are people
rewatching Fire? And I think that's why I'm thinking about it outside of our own culture. Because if we went to work and we said, hey, Devin, or hey, Taylor, or hey, Jesse, watch Firefly and watch Mandalorian. I think in my heart, the people who are not big pop culture people are going to like the Mandalorian better.
Why don't you just ask them? That's an easy test to do.
Because I don't think either one of those idiots will fucking actually watch it. It's just some shit.
That's like one season of TV. They can totally do it.
I don't think they will, though.
I bet they would. I don't know that. I don't know that that's necessarily true. I personally feel
Let's put a poll. I'm just curious. I know we can't tell, but let's put out a poll with season one Serenity. Well, obviously, Firefly. And season one Mandalorian, which one's better? Obviously,
well,
I don't know,
for me, I'm not talking about these people because that.
I'm just curious.
About the biggest. But I'm talking about the biggest audience, whole.
I've never fucking disagreed. That's all.
Put
it out there.
You keep saying that like we're disagreeing with that, and that's impossible to gauge. Because one was a Fox show that was botched as it was put on TV, and the other one is literally the flagship program for Disney.
The other one I could not escape if I saved my life. It was every YouTube ad. It was every Facebook ad.
Every time you turn on Disney Plus, like Mandalorian.
I don't have Disney Plus.
Facebook
or Disney Plus. That shit was getting shoved down your face with ads before Disney Plus.
I don't remember.
It was like Swamp Thing.
DC's
universe is like, you're going to love the fucking Swamp Thing.
I don't remember it until it came out.
It was literally the only thing that was coming up in my YouTube ads for almost 2 years.
See, I don't remember ads. What I remember is people talking about it. Is every time it would come out, Dom and Albert.
If it wasn't ads, they wouldn't have been talking about it.
I don't think so. I think those people would have been talking about it.
I'm telling you right now, if they would have fucked up the release of Mandalorian
I don't disagree with that.
Nobody would be interested.
I don't disagree with that.
People would be shitting all over it. There was absolutely no way to avoid that show online. It was literally nonstop ads for that show.
I will tell you that I saw no ads. Because I don't have Disney Plus. I don't.
It
could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been. But I'll tell you, when we go back and we first talk about Mandalorian, because I have a memory of the first show we've ever talked about it, some of us here at this table even said, I don't remember this show being advertised as much.
But as soon as it was coming out.
I get that. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I feel like some of us at this table are being a little contradictive to what we've said in the past. Just about advertising.
That is the weirdest statement ever. Like, seriously, there was nothing about it until about 2 weeks before it came out where they were like, this is coming out. It's coming out on Disney+.
I'm not saying I saw it for years in advance.
People were very excited about it because they had talked about it being released. And then, like, 2 weeks before Disney Plus came out, that's all that they talked about. Like nonstop.
I mean, I'm not saying because I think I mentioned something about that, but that would have been stupid. I don't know why I said that because I can remember everyone and the mom talking about it. But I might have said that. I don't know.
Sometimes
I just say random shit. Well,
especially when you're high.
I can remember Dom posting about it, John posting about it. I can remember all my friends who love Star Wars being like, you can watch that shit. Did you get Disney Plus yet? Can I have your Disney Plus account? I'm too poor to buy my own. I remember that shit left and right.
There was a huge, huge push as soon as Disney Plus was getting ready to launch for it. And it, like, the minute you turned Disney Plus on the first time, it was the first thing they showed you. A giant, like, Mandalorian.
And I don't know, because I don't have that. I'm going to believe you. I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have Disney Plus.
I bet you if I turn it on right now, the first thing you see is Mandalorian.
It probably is. I agree.
I'm just curious what people who've seen both think is better.
Eric says Firefly will always be a cult hit. Star Wars is so far beyond that in the pop culture realm. It's a fucking religion.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Star Wars as an entity. I'm talking about The Mandalorian season one.
like, which is better?
Yes.
And personally,
yes, yeah. Obviously, Star Wars has cascaded over Firefly.
It's hard for me to make those assessments because better is. It's a hard thing to gauge.
I'm not talking about dollar that's better. All, I'm just talking no, about you watch the show. I know and you that. Go,
that's what
which
I'm saying.
One of these shows
that's
is better.
That's what I'm saying though. Is that's such a hard thing because yeah, if I better, say
I have
if
a hard time
that that's it. Why that's exactly my point. If I say The Mandalorian is better, you're gonna say I'm wrong. Well, of
no,
course,
I
just,
I
because
I'm understanding
that,
you.
But that's
wrong.
But that's what I'm saying though because they're too because we're just people
but
with opinions.
You haven't told me why. I just have a hard time understanding
it. No, I'm not saying it is or it isn't. What I'm saying, yeah. though, is if that's what I said, we would have a we would have a discussion about
it. I just
want
to know why. Because I've said why I think it's worse. I'm not going to disagree with someone's personal likes. If someone comes up and says, I love this movie, okay, then you love that movie. I'm just curious why you think it's
no,
so good.
I get that. But what I'm saying is those discussions are hard for me because we're all – because that to me is hard to find – a medium ground for goodness.
Juan hates
other
it because
than,
if you can't prove it quantifiably,
the
there's no way for
that's,
him to wrap his head
no,
around
no,
why you
it's
like
not.
Something. And
no,
it turns into
not,
the endless money argument.
But you're not – that's not what I'm saying because just because you think something's better than something doesn't mean it is.
I never said that.
Nobody said that.
But that's the answer we're trying to get
I think
from
it's
people.
No,
that's
I
the answer we're trying to
better.
Get
no,
from
he
people.
He literally is telling you the answer he
yes.
wants is why people like it better than
yes,
something
that's all
else.
That's all I'm interested in is the debate. Because like to me it's just the Mandalorian was a shit. It's the best shit ever. It came out and beats all other shit.
I don't
I'm just
agree
like,
with
on,
that
man.
Statement at all. But
like, and I was curious too because then you got Picard releasing and now I'm just curious what people
– I was excited. I haven't seen it but I was excited about it.
I'm just curious as to what and why. And I think people like to hear those conversations.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm yes. saying if we – not we, but if the general public has a discussion about betterness of something, it doesn't
– And then taking the discussion –
It's hard to wrap
taking the discussion
that into something.
Away from it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, but, well, everything's subjective.
Well, there's not everything. That's what. That's
your,
why
your
I go back.
Of mac and cheese is subjective.
I know that, but that's why we try to find static things that can hopefully prove those.
That's
things.
Why you try to
yes,
find
dude,
static
I think,
things
I think
to prove those.
There
things.
Are lots of people who enjoy debate back and forth. That's
I do,
why we have fucking debates.
But I don't think
about shit.
I don't think anybody is saying that they don't enjoy those things. I. That's why we have a whole podcast
you are
about
tiptoeing
it.
Around this shit left and right. Why don't you like Firefly?
I don't. I don't not like Firefly.
You said earlier you didn't really like it.
No, he's asked if we had watched it at that time. I don't remember how I liked it. It's been when did we talk about the show? What?
Firefly? I don't know.
Fucking
probably
years ago? 2 years?
It.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I don't remember it. It
oh,
didn't
that's fine.
Stick into my brain where I could say this is why I did or didn't like it. I can't have a real conversation about it because I don't remember it.
All right. Sabrina just came out too, the new Sabrina.
Oh, it's out already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bailey literally watched half of the season today.
I watched the first.
Oh, it's out like that?
I watched yeah. the first part of the first episode.
Well, because
it's on Netflix.
It's
now.
A Netflix
why,
show, so why. It comes out
you're
in
right.
a
you're
full
right.
season.
Altered Carbon comes out too soon.
Very cool.
Fuck, I couldn't get into that movie. I had to pay – or that show.
You know,
I had to
I really,
pay really attention to that show.
I really, really liked the book.
Our
I listened to it
totally
as
a different sides of things.
I listened to the book as an audiobook. And then I tried to listen to the sequel, and I could not get into the sequel. And I'm really afraid that the second season is going to be that same storyline, and I'll be kind of like...
I hope not, because that was like my favorite show that year it came out.
Yeah.
So we, I think we talked about it when it first
oh,
came
hi,
out.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed your wave earlier.
Not that I don't like it. The way I watch things is sometimes is very like it's on, and then I'm doing shit.
Yes,
and that's a show.
What I do as
that's
well.
A show. I have to. It seemed yeah. like I had to sit down and actually watch the
so
show.
Honestly, most of the time, I'm definitely not at work. Maybe at work watching TV. Most of the time. So most of the time, that's how a lot of my TV is consumed as well. It's like, what the fuck just happened? Where that ninja bitch come from? But
that's
yeah, funny. I agree.
That lady threw up a cinnamon.
I've heard really good things about Altered Carbon, though.
And then last thing,
really good
things.
Show.
Last thing, last, Lost Gods, I think, by Brom. It's the book I just started. Book's super good.
Brom, the artist?
Yeah, which is very weird.
That
I
is really weird.
Didn't know that he wrote books as well, but I saw that he wrote a book, so I was like, I'm going to give it a shot. but it's about a
one of my favorite fantasy artists.
Yeah,
for
he's an amazing fantasy artist, and so far his book is also quite amazing.
Huh?
It's like he took all that detail he puts in his pictures, and he can also write that detail very well.
That's really cool. Yeah. I'd be interested in knowing what you think of it at the end for sure.
Yeah, I'll definitely say I know it just to tell you how it starts out.
What's
or like
it called
what's
again?
It about Lost Gods or Lost New Gods. Gods? Let me look real quick.
New Gods. Is that a comic book, New Gods?
New Gods is a comic book.
It is, but it might still be what it's called.
Right, because they're definitely – I was looking up some movie title.
Lost Gods.
Lost Gods. I was looking up some movie title. I forget what it was this week. And my phone pulled up like 16 movies that were all called that. I was like, damn it.
So basically this guy just has like a deep connection he feels like to his grandmother in the South, even though he's only met her once. And she was a witch. She's a witch. And so he's a
like
fuck up.
She's a witch. Burn yeah. her.
He's a, he's
is this
a
like
total,
the stand?
No. He's a total fuck up. He's been in jail. His chick left him. He goes back to her and makes like one final plea and she's pregnant. And she decides, yeah, she'll run away with him because she doesn't like her family either. And so they go to the grandma's house who, you know, he's always been in love with in his memory. And it turns out that she, like, is fucking evil as shit and kills him. And wants to take care of the wife. You don't know why yet. And so while
they killed what you thought was the main
character. Yeah, he is the main character. He still is the main character.
After his death?
Yeah, there are ghosts. Oh, fuck. There are ghosts who want to fuck with him. And his ancestors are on this land, essentially. There are ghosts that are trying to fuck with his ghost and an angel who got betrayed by his great-grandpa or something and lost some of his power sends him to hell to get his keys back, essentially, his grandfather took. So he's – it's like a Dante's Inferno-style tale because he wants to get there and back before his grandma does something fucked up to his wife and his kid. He doesn't know what's going on anymore. Mm. But it's super descriptive. It's very new. I've never heard anything like it. Like it starts. I've read the whole like Dante's Inferno style hell before, but this is like Dante's Inferno style hell. But it's like starting to be under new management, and it's like in an upheaval. It
sounds kind of cool.
Weird.
They're
yeah.
they're overthrowing the devil.
No, there's not even like the devil. It's like a bunch of gods and these new faction called the Greencoats are like slowly taking over things. So you have this like ancient
Hannah.
Hell.
You're yeah. like right in front of the camera, dude.
Mike Maley said, Brahm has some awesome books. Devil's Rose was my favorite.
So he's written lots of books?
Apparently.
That's really cool.
I know this. But yeah, it's Lost Gods book's really good so far.
Trailer for Lock and Key came out.
Yes.
That fucking looks amazing.
Amazing.
If it's anything
Amazing
near
balls.
What the comic book is, it's going to be a fucking fantastic
show. I don't
know
nothing about the comic book, but
it
the
great.
Show looks – I mean, I know from what we've talked about in the interview that came out and stuff, but the show looks really cool.
I fucking love the comic
and
book.
And those comic books are starting to raise in value, so you bitches didn't buy them. You heard it here a long time ago.
I have their signatures.
Also, shit, what was the other thing?
Shit, fuck. Ass fuck.
Oh, man, I had something else in my brain. Away. Fuck.
Shit, bastard.
Lock is his key. Weed getting to you?
No, I would. No,
I'm off
my
own
weeds
now.
Getting to me.
I'm back.
I don't know. So Lock and Key looked really, really
Engaged.
Exceptional.
Mike says that Brahm wrote 5 books.
Damn.
Nice.
He thinks.
I never knew he wrote a book until I saw this.
Neither did I. That's really cool to know.
Mike Maley is a comic book artist and writer as well.
Nice.
I think we met him at a Denver Pop Culture Con 1 year.
If he
He's
shoots
done
his,
an interview on the show before.
If he drops his link in the comments, we'll shout it out.
Yes.
So.
We will shout
You can't remember
out.
What you were going to talk about?
No, I can't, man. I had – it was like another trailer or something that I saw that looked really, really good. More images from Morbius that I saw.
Oh, I haven't seen anything.
That were new. That were pretty cool.
That show is scary.
It could be great.
It
could
be the
awful.
Worst thing ever.
It's going to be
it's going to be up there, dude.
We talked it a little bit the last time.
I'm excited for it because visually it looks right, but his costume looks like the new run, okay?
Yeah.
And the newest run, while not horrible, is also not great.
Yeah.
The wait a minute. When you say that, the story itself or the The look.
The story itself.
It's the look of the character.
The look of the comic was really cool. Right. It was drawn really, really well. But, like, the story itself kind of went... like, where he met, like, a villain called the Rose, and then it just died. It just went away.
Hmm.
I was like, fuck.
The
like,
Rose fucked him up, bro.
I was like, this is just starting to get interesting, and now we're done with it. So...
That's the comic book life, I feel like.
Oh, I remember. It's not super fun. It's more sad. Terry Jones, one of the founders of Monty Python.
I saw that. I don't have a real remembrance of Monty Python. I know the one for me is the most famous is the Holy Grail.
Holy Grail, yeah.
But I don't really have an attachment to them.
So I grew up watching, you know, crappy old episodes of Doctor Who and really terrible.
Me too.
Really terrible.
Oh, there's the other news.
Really terrible episodes of Blackadder and Monty Python on PBS for like years. Fawlty Towers, that kind of stuff. So I grew up on Monty Python, so to see him pass
What's
away,
your book called, Mike?
Sorry. Really depressing, so.
I saw the news, but again, I didn't.
Yeah,
it kind of passed by my newsfeed because I don't know much about Monty.
It bummed
Python.
Me out because it's.
Is he? Was he the last living?
No,
member.
John Cleese is still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I forget
it's
about
so
John
weird,
Cleese.
I feel like all these like pivotal nerddoms that have driven us to where we are. Wants on the opposite side of all of them, but somehow still end up here.
Yeah.
Because I don't. I don't even know what I'm from, and you are too, and that's why we could relate, but we can't relate. I'd never had friends that cared about stuff like that. I was always a nerd, but like a book nerd.
I was a closeted nerd, but like at school, not so nerd.
And for me, I was a jock as well. My parents never cared about any of that shit. My older siblings, my four older siblings, never cared about any of that shit. So it wasn't until I was out of high school where I really dove into as much shit as I could. And that's it's hard for me to have – like again, you guys have – like Firefly, I could give one shit about only because – it's not attached to me. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not here. It's not here. You know, Monty Python, I know, is so beloved weird. By a shit ton of people.
Yeah.
It's like, just not here. I just don't have an attachment to it.
That's what I'm saying. That's weird that like we're on this side of the fence, you're on that side, so we both got here somehow.
Yeah.
We're fucking crazy.
Because all your stuff should have went that way.
So for me, just being an only child, like, of divorced parents, I was left completely to my devices.
Right.
The only part of my mentality that's matured is that I take care of my family. But other than that, I am middle school Gabe for the most part. I still just listen to the same shitty music and watch the same like ridiculous television shows and read the same kind of books. And it's fine.
I'm a product of like rabbit holes. Like if something gets introduced to me and I like it,
you just go down.
Going down until I found the base of it, and like then I'm there for a long time.
See, and I don't think that happened to me until recently. Yes. I was never like that, and I don't know why. I'm the same way. Anything that I find remotely interesting now, I've got to have it all. That's how I jumped down the Exorcist rabbit hole because I was like, fuck, I like everything. Exorcism, you know, E. And so that's just
Exorcism and E.
Yeah, exorcism E. So that's just how I fall down that rabbit hole, and it was amazing. So Exorcism.
Copyright.
I have not watched the episode yet, but I read the headline, and I'm excited to watch the new episode of Doctor Who because – fucking John Barrowman makes his comeback in it, and I'm so fucking excited for
that's really cool.
I love Captain Jack, and I am crazy excited to have him back on the show.
His level of excitement for Doctor Who is 100% how I feel about Firefly. Like, yes. So when he's talking about
Firefly
how you're on like the other side of the fence with some like older stuff, I genuinely just think it has nothing to do with like you or like how you consume media or any of that. I think it's just your age. Like you came into some things at a different time than other people. Very and late. So as a consequence, you didn't watch the first season and only season of Firefly fucking 35 times. Like, because I did. Like,
I'm gonna when I got watch it now,
I know that's what I was just thinking. Like, when the first time I bought it on DVD, I think I watched it 3 times in a row. And I
Jamestown may be the singular best episode of a science fiction show of all time. Exactly. In my opinion.
The last episode of the show I never watch because it's the end of the show and I can't make myself do it. It's the weirdest shit.
Don't they jump into the movie though?
They do, but
you don't
just
need that last episode. Yeah. The last episode is like a goodbye to the characters.
And it bums me out. Like when I watch it,
they
it
did
makes
it well,
me sad.
I think.
And they premiered the last episode first?
No.
I'm
just kidding.
So the first episode is a 2-hour movie. They released that all at once, and then they waited like several weeks, and then they just like, here's episode 4. Like, and what the fuck? What is going on? Like, because the first episode, almost all of it deals with the past, not even like where they're at in the story. It's
I think that's why
super frustrating.
I think I have a – that's not why, but I think some things for me, I have a better a cooler appreciation for things because Sliders was the same way. It came out completely fucked up. The episodes were out of order. Shit didn't make sense. But I watched it at a time where I could watch it correctly and watch all of it.
And that's how
it attached in my brain.
Yeah, that's
how
tons of us watched Firefly is nobody was watching it when it first came out. And then somebody's like, well, this is how you – Joss Whedon was like, this is how you're really supposed to watch it when it came out on DVD. And everybody's like, holy fuck, this is the best TV show ever. Bring it back right now. And then Fox was like, bite a dick, fans. No one likes you.
Fuck you, 200 fans.
It's probably accurate. We received tens and tens of letters.
There are a lot of fans. I know there are a lot of fans.
I know.
To me, that it would be crazy of me to say that there aren't.
Well, we have worn out our viewers. We went from 18 to 1.
Yeah,
so.
I'm at 1 here. So
yeah, I have the same number.
Oh, I thought you were looking at your watch party.
I am. It tracks the same number.
Oh, that's weird. They don't stick with things. They got to be on their own time.
It's 9:30 too.
So. Yeah, it's getting late.
They got to be on their own time. Like when they go listen.
Has
to
AJ come on yet? Because that's no. When we actually know to finish.
So I'm gonna leave with go watch
Picard.
Well, go watch Picard, even though I haven't seen it yet. But I assume it's really good.
And the Outsider.
Albia said it's really good. I think Dama said it's really good.
Yeah, The Outsider as well.
Go watch the Joe Rogan and Kevin Hart podcast. Nice. Or listen to it, however you take it in.
What do you mean, the podcast?
Like the episode of the Joe Rogan show.
The Joe Rogan
Kevin
Experience
Hart.
Episode, I don't remember the number, but with Kevin Hart. He has not.
He hasn't?
I looked it up.
Okay, I was like, it seems like a show to be on.
I'm telling you, now that I don't have podcasts on my iPod until now, I went down the Joe Rogan Experience rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I watched all 3 interviews with Neil deGrasse Tyson, which is about 9 hours worth of
you will
watching.
Never get all the way down that hole.
No, it's fucking gargantuous.
I listened from the beginning to like episode 600.
Yeah,
I had to take a break after a while. That was too Joe Rogan. I was getting too Rogan-y. I was like starting archery and shit. I'm like, Rogan.
I love it. He's so popular, but he has his haters that are like, ugh, Joe Rogan. Like podcasters have this fucking thing. Everybody does. Yes. There's every segment of whatever has its people.
I prefer his Fear Factor work.
I don't. I like his.
I'm just being a smart ass.
I'm just.
He talks about Fear Factor. It's the funniest shit ever.
I like the podcast because it's not just him talking about fighting. Even though I enjoy the UFC, he has the weirdest fucking people, and it's fucking awesome. He has comedians and fighters and actors and UFO people
crazy.
You know what it is?
Joey Diaz episodes are the best.
Oh, Joey Diaz is amazing.
So you know what it kind of is? There used to be this AM radio show called Coast to Coast, and it focused way more on like UFOs and paranormal stuff, but it was kind of that where it was just like whoever the host, you know, whether it was George Norrie or Art Bell, either one of them. whoever they wanted to talk to, that's who was on the show, because they were on like a freaking 6-hour syndicated AM all night show. So it didn't fucking matter who was on the show.
It's like, it is similar, except for if the host was the Dos Equis man, because Joe Rogan's done like everything in the world. Everything. He's like, yeah, I was a Taekwondo world champion. Yeah. I announced for the UFC.
He is fucking stacked. I've
been a TV star.
Stacked.
I've been a comedian. Like, I'm really popular. Everything. Yeah. Like,
they were doing this weight cut thing.
I've had sex before.
Towards the they were doing this weight.
Fuck women.
Last night, she said.
I did.
They were doing this weight cut thing towards the end of the year, kind of a fasting thing on who could lose the most weight. And if you're watching the Joe Rogan Experience, he's talking, but he's weighing himself. They're weighing it while they're shooting. And he takes everything off except for his boxers. And the dude is fucking ripped. He's got muscles everywhere. Yeah. He is he's crazy jacked individual.
He is jacked. But my favorite part about – you got to go back and find that shit about the Fear Factor. Because he explains it like his manager called him up, offered him this job. He's like, fuck no, I don't want to do that job. And he's like, he's going to give you a bunch of money. And he was like, fine, I'll go for like 2 days and it won't get picked up because it's a stupid ass idea. And he's like, 9 years later, he's going, I'm screaming, you can eat that horse dick. Come on, you can eat it.
Oh, man.
He's hilarious.
Well, on that note, be sure to visit us at totlb.com. You can find all the social media outlets that we're connected to there. Be sure to check out our shop where you can find our new boudoir calendar at totlb.com/shop. Pick one of those up.
You're boudoired all over that calendar.
Oh, let's not say it like that. Of course, you can find
the girls
us at,
did.
Ooh, fair. You can find us at patreon.com/totlb, where for simple donations, you can get all sorts of cool stuff from us. So be sure to check that out.
Stickers.
With that said,
glassware.
Shirts.
We might even respond to you in
coasters.
Social media.
Well, we respond to everybody in social media.
It's
free game.
Twitter. I don't know. Who are you?
With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
And this has been episode 178 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. We will see you in just a few days.
Bye. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albi is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.